LinkedIn's new video feed is here, but if you're not adapted to this new feed, you can wish all of those views and comments and likes goodbye. And that's why we made this video today. We're bringing you the only 10 LinkedIn Shorts hacks that you need. And we didn't make these up or grab them from the internet. We've posted hundreds of videos on this new feed and gotten not thousands, but millions of views. Today, we're uncovering how to do that. By the end of this video, you're gonna know all 10 hacks, and make sure you stick around to the end for the 11th most important bonus hack, because that's gonna show you the new data and metrics that LinkedIn is now giving us and ultimately what to do with it. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, because next week we're bringing you the top 10 beard hacks that you need. Jokes aside, let's get into the first hack. The first LinkedIn Shorts hack for more views is also the most simple hack. But if you don't use this one, almost nobody is gonna stop and watch your video. And this is called a visual hook. A visual hook is a title that shows up in the beginning of your video. You need this because you don't see the text coming first anymore. On this new video feed, the video now comes first. So make sure you have a visual hook or title at the beginning of every video. And this leads me effortlessly to the second LinkedIn Shorts hack, which is not only do you need a visual hook, your captions have to make sense. What I mean by that is you need to make sure these videos are completely watchable without sound. If you want the hack within the hack, after you make a video and put captions on it, turn the sound off and watch it. As you watch it with the sound off, make a note of any words or phrases that don't make sense. Then go back to the drawing board, back to editing, go tweak those captions so they do make sense with the sound off, and you got your LinkedIn Shorts hack number two complete. The third LinkedIn Shorts hack for more views is the fact that you are now competing with a different animal. You're not competing like the old days of LinkedIn with text post after image. You're now competing, just like TikTok, with other videos. LinkedIn now has its own video-only feed, so don't think that you're gonna have a video and then multiple text posts. No, it's going to be shown video after video after video. So that's why those first two hacks have to be dialed in. You need your visual hook and you need your captions, because in this case, you're competing with all of the other videos on LinkedIn Shorts and this new LinkedIn Shorts feed. Our fourth hack has to do with the payoff. That means the value that the person on the other end is getting from watching this video. Now, I did tell you, start with a visual hook, but we're not using that hook as bait. Those are two different things. We don't want clickbait here. We want to start with the value. So when you're introducing a video, don't introduce it. Just get to the thing, right? So this is what you have to do here. You have to start with your visual hook. You got to make sure your subtitles make sense. Then you have to assume, hey, we're competing with all other videos here. Finally, hack number four is, make sure you start with value. Make sure you begin this video with actual substance, not with preamble, not with introducing the introduction of the video. Please just start the fucking video. All right, you just got the first four LinkedIn Shorts hacks for more views. If you use those, it's gonna help. But these next five are crucial to the success of your videos. And the first one is the actual video itself. If you're not posting vertically, what are you doing? LinkedIn Shorts hack number 5 is to make sure your video is designed for this video feed. If you're watching on the YouTube version right now, you can see what it's like to actually watch a video. You'll notice that there's a caption, the first line of the caption below. We also have a few things on this sidebar here, right? That we can like and comment or even turn off the sound or speed up the video. All of these peripheral settings on the side of this video are gonna take up real estate. So that's why you have to make sure that this video is not only vertical, but make sure it's zoomed out enough for people scrolling to actually watch it and see you. Another note on that, make sure you're in the center of the frame. I can't tell you how many videos that I see that are like completely cut off because an AI tried to edit it. So, hack number 5 is make sure your video is edited and cut and formatted correctly vertically for this new video feed. All right, nice. You edited and formatted this video correctly. But the question that everybody always asks next is, how long should my LinkedIn videos be? I wish I had an easy answer for you. I wish I can say they should be 1 minute because then I can move on to the next hack and go about my life. But fortunately for you, there's nuance here, meaning that we've posted 15-minute videos, which are the limit on LinkedIn, at least now, unless it's a live video. We've posted 6-second videos. And guess what? They both work. So, hack number 6 is do not follow a guru's advice telling you to post 30-second, 1 minute, or 2 minute videos because they can't back that up, meaning that they can't prove to you why a shorter video is better, or I can't prove to you why a longer video is better. If you want the actual tactic here, it's make sure your video is long enough to complete what you're trying to say. And if what you're trying to say takes 15 minutes, then it could be 15 minutes. If what you're trying to say takes a minute, then make it a minute. But try different durations. If you can, you should, because people will watch a 2-hour long video as long as it's good. Hack number 7 is to perfect your intros. Yes, we talked about the visual hook. Yes, we talked about getting to the payoff, but I just want to make a note here. There are so many people who are coming out in the beginning of a video telling us who they are. I don't care who you are. Your prospects don't care who you are. Your audience doesn't care who you are. Random people scrolling on LinkedIn don't care who you are. When have you ever seen a TikTok with millions of views that begins with, hey, my name is Jeffrey blah, 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 and I am a... So please, cut the intro. Cut the preamble. Don't tell us who you are. Just tell us what you gotta tell us so we can get on to the next video. Because remember, this is not a movie. This is a 1 minute, most likely 1 minute LinkedIn clip. So make your intros better is hack number 7. How to do that? Please get right to the meat of it. Don't tell us who you are, your background, or your accolades. If we want that, we're gonna use what's called the LinkedIn profile to find that out. And this leads me to the next hack, hack number 8, which is you actually might not need to make an intro for your videos because similar to this video that we're recording right now, this will be repurposed, meaning we will send out this long form version to our editors and they will edit a long form version for YouTube. But this video being 10 to 20, 25 minutes long, there's a lot of clippable moments in there. So if you use a visual hook, you can use that as your intro, right? And then you can clip a moment like this from a longer video. That's our exact strategy at play. I actually never make videos for LinkedIn. I take video podcast episodes like this and I cut the clips, add a visual hook, use my custom-made GPT to write the caption. I'll review that caption and then click post. This is how I can get ahead and create 30 days, even 60 days worth of content in just 2 hours. So don't think that you have to make video after video after video. You might be able to make something that's 20, 30, even 60 minutes long and cut that up into clips and post those videos on LinkedIn's new video feed. All right, here we are, the last two hacks. These ones are a little bit more advanced, but if you want to push yourself and you do admit that your videos could be better, you're going to want to double down on these two. The first one being hack number 9, engineering scroll stopping moments. It's a jarble of words, a jumble of words, I should say. Engineering scroll stopping moments. What does that even mean? What I mean by that is what you're seeing right now. Editing. What you can do as you create videos is to optimize the flow of that video. It's kind of like a movie. There's context, there's ups, there's downs. It keeps you emotionally tied in, and that's what makes it possible to watch a 2-hour movie, right? We can do this with our videos. The question is how to do it. Well, you're going to do that in the editing process. And if you don't want to become a pro video editor, then you can hire one. But what we're saying here is make sure you know why you're saying what you're saying when you're saying it. That customized flow of the video is going to create intention from you. That intention creates attention from the viewer. So if you go in and you just say random stuff in a non-formatted or segmented way, then that's the type of results you're going to get back. But if you come into the video with a clear intention, a clear flow, a clear payoff, a clear format, that is what is going to guarantee that people watch the video all the way to the end. They can feel it. I spent 15 to 20 minutes just to set up this shot today. I didn't just go and record this in a random area of my home, right? All of this is on purpose. So, hack number 9, engineer moments in your videos on purpose. Don't leave it up to chance. And let's talk about the thing that I haven't touched on this entire episode. The thing that matters the most to you as a video creator. This would be hack number 10. Follow a strategy. The thing that we have not addressed today is why we're making videos in the first place. I post videos on LinkedIn almost every day. That's because I get 50% of my business and new clients from LinkedIn by posting those videos. So I know why I'm posting the videos I'm posting. And that is what strategy gets you. Strategy is the difference between the person who gets results and the person who knows why they get the results they get. So before you go follow all these hacks, before you go out there and shoot all these videos, make sure you know why you're shooting and posting videos for LinkedIn's new video feed. All of this should be a piece of a bigger video strategy, content strategy, marketing strategy, brand strategy, and business strategy. That is the way to know why you're posting what you're posting. Okay, so we went through the 10 LinkedIn Shorts hacks. We hit every single one of them, all the way from visual hooks to your strategy. So, as I said, we have the bonus hack. Let's get to it. Hack number 11 is more data equals better results. What do I mean by that? LinkedIn videos give you more data than text posts. One metric that we don't know on LinkedIn when it comes to text posts is how long somebody is stopping to read our post. If we knew this, we could better optimize our posts for readability. But the good thing is, with videos, we know that. LinkedIn gives you multiple metrics. The first metric they're going to give you on a video post is impressions. Impressions are the sheer number of times that video showed up in the feed. Now, let's get down to views. Views are individual people that watched that video, right? So an impression would be the video showed up. A view would be somebody actually consumed it after it showed up. Now, here's where we get to the fun metrics. Watch time. The amount of time that somebody stopped and watched that video. We don't get that with a text post. Again, they don't tell us how long somebody stopped to read our post. But when it comes to LinkedIn video, they tell us. They say, hey, here's the amount of people who watched the video, and here's how much time they watched for. All you have to do is simple math to get the average amount of watch time per viewer. Now, what are you gonna do with all this information, with all these new metrics? Here's what I wouldn't do. I wouldn't change anything based on the metrics of one video. Every test we do in our business happens over the duration of 90 days. That gives us enough time to know if it's worth doing for another 90 days or even an entire year. So when it comes to your video strategy for LinkedIn or your video strategy for any platform for that matter, you want to be looking at everything over a minimum of 90 days. So if you look at watch time versus views versus impressions, that's great. But don't take one video's metrics and use it to make the next video. Post videos over the course of 90 days and then look at the impressions, views, and watch time for all of those videos. From that, you can get an average. From that, you can know what stands out, what didn't. From that, you actually have a clear picture of how videos and how more specifically your videos perform. So while it's all fine and dandy that we have these incredible metrics now, besides likes and comments, that's awesome. The question is what to do with them. Make sure you're not overly obsessing over these metrics. Yes, we've gotten hundreds of thousands of views on our videos. Yes, we've gotten hours, you know, 20, 30 hours of watch time on one video. That's great. But I'm only going to look at that over a 90-day period. And that is LinkedIn Shorts hack number 11. All right, you did it. You're now a master in LinkedIn videography. But the next logical question is, awesome, what am I supposed to say in these videos? Well, magically, we have the solution for that. In the description, you're gonna see a link. That link is gonna take you to something called Script Science. Script Science literally shows you exactly how to format, script, and frame your short form videos. Whether it's 5 minutes or 50 minutes, it's gonna give you a template that we've been using across thousands of podcast episodes and YouTube videos. So you can take your master's in LinkedIn videography, take the script that we have in Script Science, put that all together and create a banging video. So whether it's growing your beard or growing your business, we're here to help. Make sure you grab that Script Science template below, use it, download it, and make some fantastic videos for your business. I'm Ryan Sullivan from Podcast Principles, and please make sure you subscribe so you make me happy. And if you do that, I will be seeing you next week. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the newly improved Ryan Sullivan Show. Now, since this podcast has changed, I want to get some new people in here in this kind of new ecosystem, whether it's business, entrepreneurship, podcasting, social media content. So if you know anybody who likes content like this, maybe they're just starting their brand, make sure to share it with them. That's the only thing I'm going to ask you to do here. You know the deal. If you've listened once, make sure to hit that follow and subscribe if you actually enjoyed. And finally, really would mean a lot if you could share this with at least one person so we can continue to help people grow and launch their business and their podcast. Okay, I'll catch you next week.